Blog Talk Radio.
Sure, because I don't even know if I went back. I was in the middle of my show, I want to say it was yesterday morning, and we had an incident. It was a sad day in America. Luna Lovegood, she has lost her tail. This little lady likes to try and escape out this little teeny tiny hole area of where the a cord used to run through the top of the tank there, and it's a little bent. So I guess Miss Thing over here, she had to go on an adventure indeed. She faced death right in the face. Lucifer got a hold of her. She let go of her tail. She's okay, everyone. She's okay. But she's got a frog butt now. I don't know if it's going to affect her esteem, but we'll see. We'll be there for her and give her support as needed. So I was in the middle of something really good that day, and we have a lot going on. So let's see if anybody shows up. And if anyone does, that's awesome. But if not, that's okay too. No worries. Now, I want to say that we were on to the new supermoon. We'll start with that, and then we'll move backwards, because the portal is, like, open, and there is a shit ton going on. So we will get our forecast done, and we'll go backwards a little bit. And then we're going to do some news, and you know it, coronavirus, that shit's real, because it is, motherfuckers, that shit's real. So, anyway, November 14th and 15th, 2020, is the new supermoon in Scorpio, the beginning of a return to generosity, goodwill, luck, prosperity, and ideal for material and spiritual growth. A time for the silver lining to show itself. Let go of the struggles of the year and embrace the small successes. Work some feng shui practices into your space to help shoo away the old energy and bring in the new energy into positive. Releasing the clutter of 2020, which offers the opportunity to face fears with confidence and new perspective. Welcome this new insight. Focus on your shadow work. The energy of this new moon will help you bring to light what you've been avoiding so you can heal finally from within. Now, the signs most affected, Scorpio, Taurus, Aquarius. Right now is a good time to write down your wishes and goals. Then keep the paper under your pillow with a piece of selenite or citrine until the full moon. Very interesting. Very interesting. I like that. I like that indeed. Now, let's try and continue where we were before. Now, let's see. I had a really great happening here. It's an 11-11 portal. And the meaning in 2020. Now, 4 days ago, we had the 11-11 portal. I don't know if you guys were heard the last episode. I think it disappeared. I'm not really sure. Or maybe I had deleted it because it got messed up. Set a stop. But we do have this portal that had activated our intuition, divine guidance, and allowed us the divine bliss and experiences beyond this. It's a third dimensional existence. This is sacred geometry and has been considered a very important code activation by many cultures for centuries. Now, one of the most magical days of the year, when manifestations work like a charm, that's 11-11, is considered the master number itself and truly holds extraordinary powers. When the number appears twice on our calendars, the energy of the master number fuels our manifestations. The supporting powers of the universe unite on this day to help you manifest your desires. Let's get into the details of this magical day. Now, with 11, the magician's manifest powers are doubled, where dreams are quickly turned into reality. If you continue to notice 11 all around you, it is a sign to the universe that you are following your divine purpose. November 11th is a great day to bring up your biggest dreams and what you want to achieve. No dreams are too big for this energy. Whether it's your dream home or the perfect partner, think of them from the bottom of your heart and release the energy. Let the universe do the rest. Even skeptics can turn into believers once they see the magician's work in action. Now, it's an angel number, 111. Light codes are activated by angels using number sequences. These light codes support your growth of our soul. Now, seeing 1111 or 111 is how your angel connects with you. And on November 11th, the energy is amplified, which encourages you to keep going. It is a gateway to higher realism, but don't forget to call in your guides before you begin to manifest. Your guides can show you the tools you have available to manifest your desires. Now is the time to connect with your inner magical powers and share them with the world. How do we manifest such energies? Hermetic principles and the law of attraction teach us that manifestation begins with our thoughts. What we think about is where our energy is flowing, even when it's not 11-11. It's your thoughts that shape your reality. Don't let negative thoughts consume you and set your intentions for the best results. Before you think about manifestation, think about why you want to manifest a particular idea. You can sit down to meditate or think about it. Look inside and find out reasons for your desires. If you have that clarity, it helps the manifestation process. When you are clear about your desires and have the full support of your angels and guides, you will be ready to come forward. Ask yourself questions like, how do you see yourself in the future? Who or what surrounds you? How will you fear when your deepest desires manifest? The more you think about it, the easier it will be for you to turn them into reality. May each of your actions be part of the manifestation process. Here is one that pisses me off. Twin flame energies, 11-11. Bullshit. Representing the duality present in nature, 11 also governs twin flame relationships, just like yin and yang, male and female. Our soul also has a mirror, our twin flame. They reflect our good side as well as the parts that we tend to keep a secret. If you still haven't found your twin flame, you're lucky. You can use November 11th to connect with them. Don't. It's not worth it. Call out to your twin flame if you don't already have them by your side. Don't do it. And if you do, use this day to strengthen the bond. Just forget it. Working with the energy of 11-11 helps us find the energy to our soul path. Utilize this day of alignments to harvest positivity. Be grateful for the many gifts and the universe sends you and honor your guides. November 11th is a great day to connect the energies in place, but that doesn't mean you're just asking for more for yourself. Show respect and gratitude, and the universe will take care of you. Now let's see. Who does it affect? Now, how will it affect each of us? Now, me, I'm a Libra Taurus rising, so I have a lot of fun things. I get affected many ways. Now, for us, we need to be very careful how we do things, because and who we do things with, and how we go about all of that really matters. And this is very important. Now, our biggest event for the rest of our years is the Scorpio season right now. Because higher self, we need to reach our higher self. And this is a great way to do it. Now, right now, the full moon will be in Scorpio, I want to say. Now, there will be, we had a blue moon in October. It was very, very powerful. What the fuck? You're on, that's the tea.
Hey, I would like a reading, please, if that's possible.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay.
I will also make a donation for this reading, so
Let me, just one sec. Let me mark where I was going to be, and then I'll finish my forecast after I do your reading. So one sec. November. It's very, very, very important, November. This portal is very, very important. 2020, 111 portal, and we'll save that, and yes, I could do your reading. So, do you want a general, or do you want just for the future?
That, I have this person in my life right now, but I don't know how to say this, but it's just, I just want to know, is either this person going to stop, or is this person, I don't understand what the goal is. Like, I've stopped talking to this person, and then the next day I check my phone, because I didn't have signal where I was working, and there's this whole bunch of stuff in my phone, and like, I just want to know what is going to be the outcome of this, because, like I said, I don't understand what the deal is, and I've been threatened by, you know, she's going to do things and all this stuff, but I just want to know what the outcome is going to be. If you can do that, let's see, please.
Let's see. I'm going to use the DC deck because you're more of a DC deck person.
Actually, I'm more of a Marvel person.
You're definitely a DC deck for sure. So we'll use the DC deck.
Marvel,
that seems like the right energy.
It's okay. I said I'm a Marvel person, but it's okay. Go ahead. Whatever feels better for you.
What? A Marvel? Yeah, but it's. Yeah, but DC deck is the, it's got the villains
okay.
And the superheroes and all that.
Whatever you feel will help you be more accurate. It's good.
I think this would be the best deck to use for you.
Okay.
I'm a Marvel kid myself, but I do like DC. But I didn't, I don't know if they have Marvel tarot cards. That would be a cool, cool thing to look for. I'm going to have to try because I know the DC is pretty awesome. But for things like this, I always use, especially for males, it seems like the DC deck is the best when it comes to connecting with the male. And they kind of like give you a better view. So as I separate everything, there's like crystal on the floor. That's weird. There's, is that a, someone crush a fucking cords? The fuck? Okay, that's weird. I hope not. Alrighty. So, get these babies going, shall we?
Buddy.
There's literally crystals inside of my tarot cards. What the? This is the weirdest shit ever. I don't know what this is. There's like little clear rocks everywhere. What? All right. Let's see. I'm going to put a card for you. Four of Pentacles. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. There's the situation around you. Okay, this looks like this is going to end up like this. Oops, the moon. Cups. Hanged man. Two of swords. And wands. Five of pentacles. It's a door, not a... It's a window, not a door. Okay. Got another one up here. Swords.
I mean, sometimes you can crawl out of windows, right?
Well, yes, but when you have a five of pentacles and it's right side up, it means that we are looking in to the window from the outside. Like, no worries, I'll explain, because it's your foundation. We're going to do a three card, so that way it's better. So I got three here, six of swords. Here, Empress, there, Ten of Pentacles, there, Queen of Cups. Alright, so, for you, we're going to do the nasty astrology, which means these cards are the mean ones. So the truth that
Wait,
you
what?
Don't want to hear,
Wait, mean. What, the nasty?
Huh?
What? Nasty astrology?
Then the nasty astrology, it means that they're mean and in your face and there's no, that's, yeah, no sugarcoating. Okay, so right now where you are at the Four of Pentacles. Now, right now is a time to manage your money with firm ethics, respect those in power, but do not accept intimidation. Now, your ideas are rich. But they still need development.
Hold on, I'm sorry. Can you start over again? I missed that. I missed the beginning part. It sounds very important. It sounds very important. I just, I was giving my dog a treat and I just missed it. I'm sorry.
Okay.
He's
so
not leaving me alone. Like, I have to give him a treat.
Remember, when we ask a question, sometimes the tarot comes for our whole life. So keep that in perspective. You're going to get a lot more than your just question. So, due to our nasty astrology here, right now it's talking about you need to manage your money better. So that for one. You're at Four of Pentacles. Right now, manage money with your firm ethics. Respect those in power. Okay? But do not accept. Okay? Your ideas are rich, but still need development, meaning you don't have all of the facts, like you think you do. Now you have your King of Swords and you have the Empress. So this person is your Empress and you're the King of Swords. Now your King in thought, he has a message for you right now. Your king imagination will help you achieve independence. Now cultivate your talents. Right now is a time to pay attention to your work aspect of your life and to cultivate your talents. But in also, jealousy abounds in you and those around you. So watch out for narrow minds and prejudice. Develop your intellectual skills. Play on your hunches, but even though your intuition is very attuned right now, you still can be deceived. Things aren't always what you think they are. Always look into the details. Now, this King of Swords, his message for you is very, very clear in that part. It goes along with your Empress here. Now, your Empress, oh, it's Ivy. It's Poison Ivy. So, your Empress says,
What happened?
Express your ideas. I'm here. Express ideas. But, and it could take taking calculated risk right now. But getting what you want is your responsibility.
But
right now,
that's my idea.
Yes, you need, but wait. Right now is not a time to lack in your communication skills. Stop it. Don't exaggerate your fears or be reluctant to take the action. Right now, problems with intimate women are imminent. So that's just you in the way of thought right now. That is what's hanging. Okay?
Hold on. It's very, very detailed and like very, very important. Hold on. Can you go back again after the ideas? Part and then be like women and intimacy. What do you mean, like women and intimacy?
Problems with the woman that you're intimate with are now because you're not communicating your thoughts and ideas thoroughly or facts.
You know one thing about that part, I've tried with this person to communicate. I tried to get my point across, and oh my God, seriously, it's like I'm talking to a wall sometimes, but I don't know.
Well, your King of Swords is saying that your communication is lacking because you don't have all the facts like you think that you do. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Okay, so in your recent past, things were looking good, but then you have the moon there. So for this, the moon and the Six of Swords, together, they have a completely different meaning. That's why we have to pay attention. Now, your moon is telling you, right now, have patience. Read between the lines. Everyone wants things done his or her way, so go easy. Take a mental health day from your woes and feelings.
The things their way, but yeah, how much patience can you have for someone? Like, seriously? And just
your Of Swords says,
it's hard to do. It's so hard to do those things.
All you have to do is listen.
And then when you try to tell something, you just. But go ahead. I'm sorry. I was just thinking about that when you said, you know, we like doing things our way, but.
Well,
yeah,
no worries. There's more. You have the King of Wands.
The King of Wands?
The King has a message for you as well.
Okay.
Right now, you're about to be surprised as you strive forward to meeting some of your long-range goals. Use your intuition and treat others royally. Cooperation in professional projects bring great rewards. Right now, seek new options for growth and mobilize your skills. Stay firmly within ethical boundaries when you act, but don't be too aggressive. You do not have all of the facts. Again, the kings are telling you, think the facts, you do not have them. So, next, you have So right now you have the Three of Cups. So that means basically that usually it means that there are two women on one man's arm.
The Three
so
of Cups means there's two women in one man's arm.
Yeah, there's two women in one man's arm.
How is that possible?
So people around you seek acknowledgement in form of positive strokes or physical affection. Flexibility and adaptability will bring luck. Family problems will soon mellow.
Beware of
depression, jealousy clouds reason. So if you're feeling jealous and you're trying to get through the facts, it will cloud all reason and logical thought, making you miss the point.
Let's go back to this two women card, because how is that possible? What do you mean two women and one arm or both in each arm? How does that work?
Well, the Three of Cups in this one, in one it's two women with a guy. On this one, it's two women and a guy. On this other deck that I have.
Could that be the person I'm asking about with another woman and a guy, or is just
no?
I don't see it. That's what I'm talking about.
It's you. Your Three of Cups represents you right now, and your emotions. You have two females that are affecting you in your life right now. Whether it be that they're just affecting your life right now. It could be that their energies are involved and intertwined in your life. It doesn't mean that you're actually having two women, because there's no love cards here or Three of Swords. See, if there was a Three of Swords and then other things, then yeah, that would be like a love triangle. There's no lover's card here. This is more of just an energy in your emotion.
I just want to check. Make sure.
I know.
It's
not a love triangle, I'll tell you that. In this tarot reading, there are no lovers cards. There are no Three of Swords. So there's no someone doing things behind your back, like sexually, or there's no two women with one guy. There's nobody in this tarot reading is seeing another person. That's not what this is about. This is more mental. This is like a mental and emotional, and there's a lot of court cards. There's a few major arcana cards, and there's several cards and the court cards that are telling you you need to calm down, don't let jealousy cloud the way of thought, so that way you can get all the facts, so that way you can figure out your situation.
That really don't make sense. I've never been a jealous person. Like, I've no. Just what? It, okay.
There's not a guy mixed in here, and there's
like,
not a girl, another girl mixed in here. It's just two people having very strong, like, it's very emotional, and it seems like there's a lot of misunderstandings with the mental cards, because there's cups, there's swords, there's pentacles, the hangman. You've got the King of Pentacles, another king. You have the Emperor. You have the Empress. So this is definitely about a man and a woman, not a man, a woman, and a man, or a man, woman, woman. But there is another female energy that is, what is the word? It's not manipulation, like kind of affecting everything a little bit. So there are two females, but it's not sexual. One of them isn't sexual. One is sexual, one's not. Okay? So, and there's no other males. I see no other males. You've got your King of Pentacles. You've got the Emperor, which is in the future. So we're going to get to that one. But right now you have the Ten of Pentacles, which is your foundation right now. Now, your foundation, it's also about your imagination being second to none. So express yourself, and your talents are in demand right now. Just as you attain one goal, another one will emerge. Be prudent and confident. Make plans and refuse to be deterred from your new objectives. Now, it does say you've been helping others, and while you've been busy, keep your own goals foremost in your mind. Friends will show their true colors. Be on the lookout for legal entanglements. So meaning, don't stretch yourself too thin while helping others that you don't continue to attain your goals. Now, that being said,
You know, it's funny, I had this person in my life that I didn't consider a friend. I really didn't. It's just, I don't know what I would call it. An acquaintance, not even an acquaintance. It's just somebody I knew, I guess. And there was an incident, and, she told the truth. She fucking, I'm sorry about the cousin, but she told the truth, and she, just didn't change from that. And then I had to stop talking and seeing this person for a while. And then, later on, I want to say what it's been, three, I don't even know how long, it's been months. And then I came across this where she was texting me and trying to get a hold of me after forever and telling me that this person was getting a hold of her and texting her and all this. And, I guess trying to find out if I was lying or not, and still, again, told the same thing from the first time, And I think this is a lot about a person that, even though I stopped talking to them and left them alone, they still, they still knew and understood, the type of person I am, and they would, not lie or just, tell the truth again because whatever reason, that's pretty awesome. And I just, stopped talking to this person.
Funny you mentioned truth because you've got a truth card here. And your queen has a message for you, along with your king. Let's see how much time we have.
I'm sorry it takes so much time. Like I said, I'm going to
do I have 26 minutes left, so no worries. Okay, so your King of Pentacles has a message for you. Your Emperor, so your Emperor goes with your Empress. So I hate to tell you this, but your twin flame, today's a portal for your twin flame. I hate twin flame shit. So apparently, the person that you're intertwined with is the mirror of yourself, and that is what you hate the most. The Pentacles and the Emperor and the Queen of Cups are very important in play right now, and that is now. This is your imminent future. Your imminent future right now. This is going to happen today. Today, tomorrow, and this week.
What happened again? I'm sorry, repeat that.
Right now, you're being extremely sensitive now. You're vulnerable to the suggestions of others. Stop it. Fear of competition and growth will only delay desired outcomes. Act now to meet your goals and tell your partners your objectives and feeling, and don't be afraid of rejection. Stop trying to be the jack of all trades. Specialize. You have a strong sensual and desires, physical of desire now. Don't let your sense of self-discipline interfere with your personal happiness and fulfillment. Now, your emperor goes with this empress. And it's very funny because it is the twin flame matrimony. It pisses me off. God, nothing worse than a twin flame. Play by the rules and don't take the shortcuts. Use the common sense when managing your resources. Logic is the only way to get to truth. Do not let, again, jealousy cloud your
senses.
It is time to organize careful use of logic and reason will deliver the success. Despite your obvious talents, success will come slowly at this time. Respect the past and learn from it. Frustrations and obstacles, delays and setbacks will only test your perseverance. Don't react too harshly and make all your decisions unemotional. Balance work with play. Do not allow the depression to mark your path. Follow the path that is familiar. And right now is a good time to show how conventional you could be. Your Queen of Cups, which is your female. She's telling you to remember that life is more about your day-to-day job and worries. Take time to examine your spiritual beliefs at this time, for the portal is open. Getting bogged down by trivial details or the demands of others will only leave you drained and stifled. Take time to rethink the matters, especially in your love life. Now, you have six more cards. The reason why we did three each is to give more detail. You have the Eight of Wands, the Five of Pentacles, which I told you about, and the Seven of Cups. Right now, your Eight of Wands tells you there is so much in the air going on. But do not get mixed up. It is a time to make decisions and get on with it, basically. Make it happen. Make the choice. Time to choose that all the plans you have are have a green light. Move ahead. Your understanding of people and their problems delivers opportunity to get what you want. Friends and nature bring remedies for what ails you. Your energy is scattered. Think before you act, but don't ignore the chain of command. Your Five of Pentacles is next to that. Even though there's so much to do, you feel you're stuck right now and you're looking through a window. You want it to be a door. Now, your hard work and devotion to others will not pay off at this time. Right now, you need to let them know what you expect in return. Temporary health and financial problems may be ahead. Keep an eye out and learn the virtues of self-discipline and teamwork. This will bring rewards. Others can try to make you conform. Reserve the right to express yourself as you choose. But be careful, for when we do not know the full details, we can make the wrong decision. Think before you act. The Seven of Cups is about choices. It's all about also seeing what's in front of you. Sometimes we're so busy trying to think and find what we think we know, we don't see what's in front of us. I do that often. Truth will soon be revealed. Act kindly and calmly. Reevaluate your matters and set some long-laid plans in motion. Now is the time to write love letters and send out apologies. Make sure that you're speaking clearly. High-strung emotions could cloud your message. You have very little patience just now. Try to relax and let go of your worries. It isn't as you think.
I'm sorry.
The dirty, the nasty,
have so much
nasty astrology is the best because it is the nest, like, not, it's in your face, no matter what, even if it's something you don't want to hear. I fucking hate that twin flame shit, because that's what you have. You have a twin flame matrimony going on in this portal, and that's why things are going so extra. That's why the emotions are extra. That's why you feel the way you do, extra. And that's why the jealousy that you feel for no reason, that's what it says.
I don't feel jealousy. It's more like betrayal. It's more like betrayal than jealousy. I would say more betrayal than jealousy.
Well, there's betrayal here in your card. It's just misconstrued information and jealousy for some reason. It's clouding your judgment.
Like I don't know. I would say betrayal than jealousy.
Well, I'm sorry. If there was betrayal in your cards, I would tell you because this is my job to tell you. I wouldn't lie to you about your cards.
I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm not saying you're wrong.
So,
not at all.
Hang,
but
if,
what I'm saying,
Villa,
that if I feel anything, I would feel more like... Yeah, I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm not saying the cards are wrong. What I'm saying is that if I had a feeling on anything, it would be more like betrayal than jealousy.
That's why it's killing you.
I'm not saying that the cards are
just being jealous. It's clouding your mind. Hey, I'm just telling you what the card said. But I can tell you this. There's no man in here. There's no, like, there's a female extra in here, but she's not like a sex female, like a sexual intimate female, but the other one is. This one isn't. But there's no other men in here but you. So you have three more cards. You have the Hangman, the Two of Swords, and the Ace of Pentacles. And guess what? The Ace of Pentacles is Bane, and he is in pain. And it looks like he pressed his own button to do that. So let's go to your Hangman.
Hold on. He put himself in pain? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, he pressed the button and to juice himself up, and it hurt him. It's driving him mad right now. So, rise above material concerns and the way things have always been. Relax and rethink. Keep everything above board. Allow others to change their minds and look at new options. Contemplate, don't agitate. Stop being so closed-minded. There are plenty of alternatives and solutions to your problem. Try something new. This is no time to be lazy or melancholy, which is accompanied by your Two of Swords. Now, your Two of Swords is about duality. It's about juggling, making everything happen. But being that tensions are beginning to mellow and help is on the way, slow down and relax. You're entering a leisurely phase, making yourself available to others, but don't spread yourself too thin. Your ability to see merit in all arguments hampers your ability to make decisions. Don't facilitate. Aim for cooperation, not confrontation. Now to your Ace of Pentacles, which Bane makes it like, I think that's a very good picture for the Ace of Pentacles, because the Ace of Pentacles is like when we start beginning a new avenue or a new job, or, you know, we're starting over in the physical realm of the foundation of family and life and material. Good luck with business, endeavors, and acknowledgement for a job well done. Great time to apply for new work or seek promotion. Enjoy and demand of life's pleasures. Don't let self-doubt get the best of you. Money may become tight in the future. Beware of reckless, irresponsible choices and people. Surround yourself with only those looking out for your best interest. Now is not a time to party. Now is a time to contemplate. So, you have a lot to think about. And you do have a lot to think about with your two females that are involved in your life. You have two females that are involved in your life at this time that are affecting.
Because, like I said, the only reason the other one was brought in is because the person I inquire about.
Well, maybe, but you have a lot to think about. And one's an intimate partner, and one is a person.
How do you speak logically and eloquently? And how do you have the patience to do that?
My God, there were other people lining up, and I don't have time.
Sorry. Okay.
Holy shit.
Where do I send the information to?
Don't worry about it. Well, you guys, I'm, like, out of time trying to I'm sorry, you guys. I was trying to explain this man on here, his tarot reading, and it just took up all of my time. But if you guys want to come back tomorrow, what day is it? Monday? Yeah, I don't work in the morning. I will be on tomorrow at 10 a.m. I'll be on. So if you guys want to come back on, area code 914, I apologize. Area code 918, I apologize. But we're out of time. I didn't even get to finish my forecast. Sometimes it's like that. I didn't even see you guys until now. So if you guys want to get back with me tomorrow, I will be happy to do your tarot readings. So that's all we have for today for your forecast. Everybody, be safe. Look at all the things on the table. Make sure if you're finding details that you know them all before you make decisions. Wear your masks, wash your hands, don't go out if you don't have to. Coronavirus is surging, everybody. Woo, go Mr. Biden for becoming president. Thank you to everyone who voted blue. Black Lives Matter. And Zen Rider will be back on tomorrow. And first come, first serve, everybody. You know the drill. So that's the tea, you guys, and I'll be back on in the morning.